Whole grain pastas have some different characteristics than refined pasta, so here are some tips that you might consider as you try these new products. Start with pasta that is thinner in shape, because this will help you get used to the more dense structure of whole grain pasta. Be mindful of overcooking your pasta. Whole grain pasta may become mushy with overcooking faster than white pasta. Whole grain pasta will have a recognizable taste, so pair it with heartier sauces. Chunks of tomatoes, peppers, corn, olives, and mushrooms add vegetables to your diet as well as matching well with the whole grain pasta. Finally, experiment with different brands of whole grain pasta to find that one that suits to your liking best. Now that you understand the different types of carbohydrates in food, how much should you consume? It is generally recommended that about 50 to 60% of dietary calories come from carbohydrates. These carbohydrates should mainly be from complex carbohydrates, which are fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. Simple sugars such as table sugar, brown sugar, honey, molasses, and corn syrup should be consumed only in moderation. It is very important to have carbohydrates in the diet because of their role to provide energy. Athletes in particular need carbohydrates to replenish those that are used by muscles during physical activity. Foods that provide complex carbohydrates also tend to have dietary fiber, which is beneficial for overall health. In summary, aim to get more of your carbohydrates from sources of complex carbohydrates, such as starches like whole grain bread and whole grain pasta, than from simple carbohydrates, and try to consume 25 to 30 grams of fiber in your diet each day. Remember that whole grains contain more nutrients and can be identified by looking for the word whole grain in the first few words of the ingredient list of food products. Finally, carbohydrates should comprise 50 to 60% of your total daily calories for a healthy, balanced diet.